From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, our Juan Williams is here to talk about one congressman refusing to give in to corruption charges while another departs amid a swirl of controversy, refusing to go out quietly. First, though, an update now on the killing of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq. He did not die instantly when the U.S. military dropped two 500-pound bombs on his hideout.
According to the person on the ground, Zarqawi attempted to sort of turn away off the stretcher. Everybody re-secured him back onto the stretcher, but he died almost immediately thereafter from the wounds he had received from this airstrike.
That was Major General William Caldwell in Baghdad today. He said that Iraqi security forces were the first to reach Zarqawi. U.S. forces arrived a few minutes later. John Burns joins us now from Baghdad. He is the bureau chief there for the New York Times. And John, first, there appear to be different accounts as to how Zarqawi was found in the first place. The U.S. military credits its own intelligence. Jordan says it played a role. What do you know about how Zarqawi was found?
Well, it's true. There's a flood of information, some of it good, some of it bad. It's very difficult to sort out. What does seem to be the case is that the American military intelligence, they had somebody in the organization who was able to give them the key link to where Zarqawi was. One account that we hear is that a key mistake by Zarqawi was what we call the machine gun video, a video that was produced last month showing Zarqawi in the desert firing, not very successfully, firing an American Marine machine gun of 1950s, 1960s vintage. Expert analysis of that video was able to identify where in the desert Zarqawi was. That led them to somebody who then gave them a further link to Zarqawi's spiritual advisor. The spiritual advisor, died in the rubble with Zarqawi, and that seems to be the broad outline of what happened.
That's fascinating that video, the background of that video was the key. To an untrained eye, it just looks like a run-of-the-mill desert. It could be anywhere.
It is, but you know, anybody who's ever used Google Earth will know the fantastical things that you can do with it. So imagine what American military intelligence can do with a desert video footage showing Zarqawi wandering around with earth berms in the background and so forth. They're clever people. That sounds to me like one piece of the story that is probably correct.
Now let's talk about the other big news from yesterday, and that was the announcement by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that he had finally filled three key posts in the government, that of defense, interior, and national security. And one of those ministers is a Sunni who was hard fought earlier. What happened, and can you tell us a little bit about him and the other two ministers?
Well, you know, luck is a great thing in politics. Nouri al-Maliki did not have a tremendously strong start. He was sworn in on May the 20th, and in his third week, he still didn't have those three key posts in his cabinet filled. Earlier this week, he decided to make another attempt. That parliamentary meeting took place 18 hours after the strike that killed Zarqawi. Just fortuitous, but it certainly did have a major impact because those three nominees were swept through on a votes which were approximately 90% in favor of those attending. So Maliki, being able to take credit for the killing of Zarqawi as he did yesterday, all of a sudden found opinion floating to him and empowering him, which may have very positive effects, at least in the short term, on the performance of his government.
And what can you tell us about the men in particular and how they are likely to try to quell the violence there?
Well, what we know is, firstly, that they meet the American specification that was laid down insistently during the 5 months it took to form this government, which was that the Minister of Defense, Minister of Interior, and Minister of National Security should not be party political people. They should be independent of the principal parties in the government. What they have ended up with is a former Saddam Hussein-era general who criticized the invasion of Kuwait in 1991, was cashiered for it and sent to jail for 7 years. He's the defense minister. The Minister of the Interior, also a former Saddam Hussein-era army officer, an engineer, a colonel, retired in 1999. He's to be the Minister of the Interior, crucially in charge of the police, from which death squads have been operating, Shiite death squads have been operating in the past year. The Minister of National Security in the Iraqi setup, a less important post, has gone to another non-party political figure.
And finally, John, what can you tell us about who the U.S. military says is the new al-Qaeda leader in Iraq? And that's a man named Abu al-Masri. What do you know about him?
Abu Ayyub al-Masri came to Iraq, we are told, in 2002, was the first person to set up an al-Qaeda cell here, the usual background in Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, terror training camp in Afghanistan, and became involved in suicide bombings in and around Baghdad. The Americans believe that he is, in effect, the nominated heir, and that Zarqawi himself had prepared for his own death so that the organization could continue beyond him. But we also know that Zarqawi, in his pathological way, was a charismatic figure, and it remains to be seen whether al-Masri will be able to provide the kind of impetus and leadership to that organization that Zarqawi, in his satanic way, did.
Thank you, John.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
John Burns, reporter with The New York Times in Baghdad.